USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that a ceasefire with Hamas would be considered a surrender for Israel.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise, or surrender to tyranny and terror.
He emphasized his commitment to bringing hostages back and highlighted that Israeli forces are making efforts to avoid civilian casualties, while Hamas is deliberately putting civilians in danger. Some fiscal conservatives are uneasy about a Texas plan to allocate $1.5 billion for a border wall.
I'm not sure that the best use of money is for a wall.
Republican State Senator Charles Ferry believes the root problem lies in the federal government's neglect. Advocates for the state to prioritize apprehending and detaining asylum seekers as a more effective approach to grab the White House attention swiftly. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.